Residents wondering how an email addressed to fellow St. Albert Patriots made its way to their inboxes might want to know candidates endorsed there were also just as in the dark. The email, sent out October 5, listed council candidates it said were clearly opposed to proceeding with St. Albert's Badgerland Solar Farm project. The email, signed by Gord Henniger, listed 2 mayoral candidates and 9 council candidates. How many people and who exactly the email was sent out to, or how the list of addressees was attained, remains unclear. The Gazette reached out to all candidates whose names were included in the email. Mayoral candidate Angela Wood said she is unfamiliar with the email, but noted she has received several emails and phone calls as the election has been underway. Similarly, Bob Russell, the second mayoral candidate named in the email, said via email he knows nothing about the St. Albert Patriots group it supposedly represents, but noted he recognized Henniger's name from his past involvement with politics. Henniger did not respond to the Gazette's request for an interview. Wally Popick, Sean LeMay, and Shelley Bierminski said they remembered getting an email a while back from Henniger asking about the solar farm. As candidates, our inboxes are flooded with questions, Bierminski said. Ross Gaffey seconded Bierminski, noting many people have asked information of the candidates with the purpose of putting it on the internet, and that many of the questions revolve around issues that are polarizing. Organized brochure delivery. Some candidates listed in the email: Sheena Hughes, Jennifer Coate, Wood, Bierminski, Mike Killick, Gaffey, had organized a group to hand out brochures together. The Patriots email and the brochure group, however, are unrelated. Catholic school trustee candidate Greg Skell also had his brochures distributed as part of the group. Mike Killick said he was disappointed to see some comments on the internet speculating what extent the candidates were working together. This was just a way to get our information out to the voters as quickly and efficiently as possible, Killick said. I've told anyone with concerns that I'm happy to chat with them, and I hope residents take the time to read every candidate's brochure and decide on the candidates who are right for them. Gaffey said Hughes had organized the delivery, and that he had been familiar with some candidates, like Killick, from participation in council matters, such as the Riverbank Landing public hearing. We have similar philosophies, but if we get elected, we're not going to vote together, Gaffey said of the candidates in the group. Hughes said she had reached out to candidates in an effort to find efficiencies. I work with people who I think are good candidates, Hughes said. I don't know how anyone is expected to distribute 26,000 brochures over a couple of weeks and do it effectively. On the topic of the Patriots email, Hughes said any individual should have the right to voice their opinion. It's all free speech, Hughes said. Leonard Wilkins compared the Patriots' email to going door to door and being asked questions by voters. The only difference is whether you're on record with written reply, or whether it's hearsay based on what you've told them verbally, Wilkins said. Popick said he would encourage electors to be skeptical about anything they receive via email, read on the internet, or see on the news. Like Killick, Popick said electors who are interested in a candidate should give them a phone call to find out more. I don't take anything I get over the internet as gospel, Popick said. Kevin Jess echoed Popick, saying those in the process of selecting candidates to vote for should spend time to look up their positions on everything. Vote for someone you feel best represents your thoughts and feeling on all these issues, Jess said. Jennifer Coate did not respond to a request for an interview at press time.